This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. I quit
drinking. That is Kelsey Ballerini with Lanny. The song is called I Quit Drinking. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, and we're pretty excited about this.
She is a singer, a poet, a fashionista. Kelsey Ballerina is on the phone.
Hi, how's it going? Good morning.
Good morning. So great to hear from you, Kelsey. I mean it when I say fashionista. Even if you're just like jogging on the beach in sweats, I love everything that you wear.
Oh my gosh, well, you clearly cannot see me right now.
What are you wearing?
Oh, I am in Spanx leggings and a ball cap right now. It's very much so last day of tour vibes.
I feel really creepy the way I said that. I apologize. Yeah. If that can, what are you wearing?
Oh my gosh. No.
I need you to segue to something else so I don't sound like a creeper commenting on your clothes.
We love the new single, I Quit Drinking. It is so good, Kelsey.
Oh gosh. Thank you guys. Thank you for playing it. It's so cool. You know, I wrote this song in January. I was doing dry January because I think, like most people, my wine intake in 2020 went like through the roof. And so I was like, I'm gonna give my body and my liver like a little reset. And so yeah, I did dry January, and I was writing with my friend Paul from Laney, and we ended up just writing about that and like building this whole story about our relationship around it. And it's just been so cool to see it take on a little life like this.
We love the new album, Ballerini, and the album prior to that, Kelsey. Now, do we have a theme going here? Have you thought about what the next album's going to be called?
It's my middle name, Nicole. No. The story of that is, you know, I put out Kelsey, my album, March 20th, 2020, so kind of the week the world shut down. And I wanted it to be like sonically kind of pushing boundaries. So obviously there was a lot of country on there, but there was a lot of crossover sounding music on there. And I really wanted it to be ready for a tour, like ready for, you know, like pyro. Like I wanted it to sound big. And then that is just not how it came out into the world. It came out into the world when we were, you know, in our living rooms and in lockdown. And so I remade the album more so for that listening experience. And it was a way to kind of save that record for me. You know, I'm so proud of those songs. I spent a year and a half writing them and making it and overthinking every detail. So to be able to kind of save that, it was really special.
Do you remember the first song you ever wrote?
I do. I wish I didn't. I forgot it was Mother's Day. I think I was 12. I forgot it was Mother's Day. And my mom and I, whether it's like Christmas or birthdays or whatever, we always do something called a gift of the heart. So it's something that you don't spend money on. It can either be like, when I was a kid, it would be like a painting or write her a long letter or something like that. And I was like, haha, loophole, I'll write her a song. And so it was called Oh Mama. Every year for a while after that, I would add a verse. And one time I was on tour and I brought her out on stage on Mother's Day and sang it to her in front of people, which that was a real choice. But it's a special one.
Oh, that just made my heart feel so like full. I love that.
We love Mama. Yeah.
Growing up, is this what you dreamed of growing up, or did you want to be something else? Did you want to be like have a different profession, or as a kid you wanted to be a singer and a songwriter? Is that what you dreamed of as a kid?
I mean, no, kind of. I thought I wanted to be a vet, but I think I was always obsessed with music and artists and songs and writing and storytelling and all of that. I'm from Knoxville. Like, I didn't know that you could just pick that. I didn't know you could just be like, I'm going to be a singer. That's something that I can, that's feasible, you know? It wasn't until I got older and I realized that I lived 3 hours from Nashville, and I saw people that were young and that were playing guitar and that were writing their own songs that made me feel like that might be a possibility for me.
You were talking about lockdown and how everything kind of shut down. You're out on the road. You're on tour with the Jonas Brothers. How about being back out there?
It's the coolest way to get back to it. I mean, being off the road for me, it's been 2 years. That's a long time to be off the road. And, you know, I was nervous. I was like, I don't know how people are going to show up after this and still during this, you know, and to be able to be invited with my friends, but also people that, like, I'm not going to lie, their faces were plastered all over my walls when I was a kid. So, yeah, it's really cool. It's full circle. And we finished the tour tonight, which is, it's kind of sad. It's bittersweet.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure you've seen the news that they're doing a Jonas Brothers roast. Who do you think of the three is the most roastable?
Probably Nick.
Nick?
I say that because I've known him the longest, so I feel like I could probably roast him. I could have a good shot at that.
Could you do a mini roast really quick? What's the one thing you could roast him on?
No, I couldn't. I'm a sucker. I can't.
Your husband is Australian. Have you picked up any Australian slang from being married to him?
Mainly just to, like, kind of make fun of him. Like, I say mate a lot because he calls everyone mate. So if I'm just being silly, I'll be like, hey, mate. And he's like, oh, my God, Kelsey. I sometimes I'll throw in, like, you want to put some shrimp on the bobby? And he's like, it's called prawns. We don't even call them shrimp. So.
Kelsey, you're so talented, not just on the songwriting thing, on the singing thing, on all that stuff. But now you have a book of poetry coming out?
I do. I'm so proud of it. It comes out really soon, too. So I'm just now really starting to talk about it. But yeah, it's kind of my passion project over the last few years. I ended up kind of writing an autobiography of my life that just happens to rhyme in poem form. And it's interesting. It makes kind of a lot of sense because I'm obsessed with writing songs, and it's kind of the same thing just without the music part of it. So it's been so freeing, and I'm really proud of it. I'm so excited for it to come out.
What's it called?
It's called Feel Your Way Through.
When can we get you back to Las Vegas? We know you were here recently. When can we get you back to town?
Oh, man. You know what? I'm not going to lie to you. I know Shania is starting her residency again in December, and I might just pop over to see Aunt Shania.
Ooh.
Oh.
Okay, note to self, go see Shania.
Moment, yeah.
Kelsey, it's such a pleasure to talk to you. Congratulations on all the success. Fill Your Way Through. That's going to be available on November 16th. And of course, I Quit Drinking is such a great song. We love it here on Mix 94.1. Congratulations on everything. And thanks so much for calling us this morning.
Thank you so much. I'll talk to you guys soon. See you in Vegas, hopefully.
Yeah.
Take care.
All right. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
More Mercedes in the Morning coming up.
When I wake up,
I love these guys.
On Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.